Major win for England anti-mass migration protests as judge orders Epping migrant hotel shut down. By Kurt Zindelka on August 19, 2025. Anti-mass migration protesters won a significant victory as a judge ruled that a controversial migrant hotel in Epping be shut down and the alleged asylum seeker residents must be removed. A High Court judge in Britain ruled in favor of the Epping Forest District Council to bar the Home Office from using the Bell Hotel in Essex as accommodation for alleged asylum seekers and to remove them by September 12. According to the BBC, Mr. Justice Eyre decided on the case after shutting down a last-minute attempt by Home Secretary Yvette Cooper to quash the challenge brought by the council because it would substantially impact the government's ability to house asylum seekers in Britain. The use of the hotel for migrants had sparked local outrage after an illegal alien from Ethiopia had allegedly sexually assaulted a local 14-year-old girl just days after breaking into the country and being put up by the government in the Bell. Protests, led in large part by groups of concerned local mothers and other women, have occurred outside the hotel for weeks and have inspired similar protests at migrant hotels throughout England. At present, over 200 hotels are being used in the UK to house at taxpayer expense more than 30,000 migrants, many of whom entered the country illegally in small people smuggler-operated boats crossing the English Channel from the beaches of France. Under the left-wing Labour government, crossings have hit a record pace, with more than 25,000 landings since the start of the year. The government has claimed that it intends to shut down the migrant hotel scheme, which was started under the previous Conservative Party government. However, the government has admitted that the program is likely to remain in place until at least 2029. The decision to shut down the hotel in Essex has been hailed as a significant win for the anti-mass migration movement, which has seen protests break out in multiple towns and cities. In a statement provided to Breitbart London, Reform UK leader Nigel Farage said, "This is a victory for the parents and concerned residents of Epping. They do not want their young women being assaulted on the streets. This community stood up bravely, despite being slandered as far right, and have won. They represent the vast majority of decent people in this country. Young, undocumented males who break into the UK illegally should not be free to walk the streets anywhere. They must be detained and deported. I hope that Epping provides inspiration to others across the country," Conservative leader of the Epping Council, Chris Whitbread, remarked. "The last few weeks have placed an intolerable strain on our community, but today we have some great news. For the first time in weeks, we can see a chink of light at the end of the tunnel." De facto Conservative Party leader Robert Jenrick, who has been accused by some of being complicit in the migrant hotel scheme following his time in power during the last Conservative government, but who nevertheless had joined the anti-accommodation protesters last week, also hailed the judge's ruling. He wrote, "Congratulations to the people of Epping. They protested. They were smeared. But they have won. The solution, however, cannot be to move the illegal migrants and force them on another community. This has gone on far too long. The country is well past breaking point. The last government didn't listen and failed. Starmer's making it even worse. Change the laws. Get third country deals. Deport everyone who's come here illegally. End this." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xzindelka@breitbart.com.